Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Baum. Stephen is the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. Stephen, I need your website, please.
Stephen H. Baum Leadership. S-T-E-P-H-E-N, middle initial H, Baum, V-A-U-M, leadership.com.
All right, and when they get to your website, The above the line, below the line engagement we've been talking about, the video you mentioned earlier, is on your website, isn't it?
Yes, I posted my notes for this on the website already, and if you go to the website, you can just click on the 4-minute video, and I guarantee you it's a high return on your time.
So check it out, folks, at Stephen H. Baum, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Stephen H. Baum, BAUMleadership.com, and you'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. So let's continue. Let's wrap up our visit with this by wrapping up this topic. Folks, Stephen's been helping us understand that when you show up for a meeting, when you're engaging with other people, if you've already made up your mind, if you're not open to whatever they've got to say, if you can't be moved, then you're operating below the line, and that's an entrenchment that frankly, in my opinion, leads to ignorance. And if you show up above the line, and I've got my hand up. I've shown up in too many meetings like that. I admit it. But if you operate above the line, then you're showing up saying, okay, this is not my meeting. These people are putting this together. They've invited me to join. I'm going to see what they have to say and see if I can help.
It can actually be worse, Jim, because I've sat with some of my CEO coaching clients, and they've told me that they've spent some time when they're alone below the line. They're looking at their to-do list. They're looking at the threats to the company. They're being sued by something or other. They've got some new regulations that are going to change the game. It's just a storm of stuff coming at them. And they get overwhelmed, and they're by themselves. They're not even with anybody.
I've done that too.
When they're in that condition, they're overwhelmed, they're fearful, they're anxious. It's not good for their health, and it's certainly not going to lead them to a good plan or a good conclusion or a good set of actions. So they got to learn, as I said with the scuba rules, they got to learn to recognize when they're in that condition and stop the cycle, interrupt the cycle, and then figure out how they're going to set their priorities and what they're actually going to do. But a lot of people, including the boss, winds up in this condition from time to time, and it's not helpful.
Well, and it especially hits small businesses, Stephen, when things are tough, when you're especially early in the early days. I can remember in the early days of my business, I'd come back to the office and somebody said, your banker just called and wants you to call him back.
And if you're below the line, your reaction to that is negative for sure.
Oh yeah, no, in those days when I didn't know what was going on, I didn't know if I was going to make it or not. I'd sit there and stew over that little message for about 30 minutes, thinking about all the horrible things. That obviously I'm not going to be in business tomorrow, and I'd call him up. He'd say, "Hey Jim, I just want to see if I can take you to lunch. Hadn't talked to you in a while," or what? It'd be something not even close to what I was worried about.
Negative thoughts feed on ignorance. I got a phone call one night from a client.
By the way, sometimes he'd say, "Hey Jim, you're out of money. You need to put money in the bank." That did happen too sometimes.
Okay. Well, sometimes when the adrenaline rushes, you need it. If you're fighting the bull in the ring,
right?
But you may not be fighting a bull. There may not be a fight.
That's
but
right.
If you're in a negative condition, you're not even going to see the opportunity if it presents itself.
That's right. That's right. So go ahead.
I got a call one night from a client. I thought he was going to whack me. It turned out that he had a new opportunity for me that he hadn't told me about, and he remembered, and he called me. Mm-hmm. And when the phone rang, it was at home at night, and I thought, uh-oh.
I'm getting tired.
But I've tried to get out of that since then, that condition.
Why do we do that? Why do we leap to that conclusion?
Well, that's
is that human nature?
You know, it's more than human nature. It's biological. Yeah. We are built to worry.
Yeah.
Because worry is why we didn't get eaten by big predators.
Well, the original part of our brain is the reptilian part, the fight
right.
or flight part. Yeah. Hey, Stephen H. Baum, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen H. Baum Leadership.com is the website. The book is called What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon, please.
Would love to do that, Jim. Thanks.
Can't do without you, Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Stephen joined us. And so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.